This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia's state-run news agency said Wednesday the commander of its Crimea-based Black Sea Fleet has been replaced after a series of explosions rocked the peninsula. Moscow blames saboteurs for blasts that engulfed an ammunition depot in northern Crimea on Tuesday. Ukraine has not officially taken responsibility for the attacks. Crimea, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, had previously been seen as a secure rear base for its war in Ukraine. The apparent Ukrainian capability to strike deeper into Russian-occupied territory, either with some form of weapon or with sabotage, indicates a shift in the conflict. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan in Ukraine on Thursday. Ukrainian grain exports and concern about attacks on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant will top the agenda. The trilateral meeting marks Erdogan's first in-person discussion with Zelensky since the start of the Russian invasion on February 24th, although the Turkish leader has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin twice in recent months. The three leaders will hold a joint news conference after their meetings in Lviv, an important transit point for Ukrainian refugees heading west to Europe since the invasion. Guterres plans to visit the Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, where grain exports have resumed under a UN-brokered deal aimed at easing a worsening global food crisis. Meanwhile, the first wartime shipment of UN food aid for Africa reached the Bosphorus Strait on Wednesday under the deal. Turkish coast guards expected the Lebanese flag cargo vessel to reach the Sea of Marmara on the strait's southern edge late on Wednesday before sailing to its final destination in Djibouti next week. The grain will then be loaded for delivery to war and famine-stricken Ethiopia under the UN World Food Program. This is VOA News. A judge in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico orders a suspect held in the killings of four Muslim men detained pending trial. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
A judge has ruled an Afghan refugee charged in the shooting deaths of two Muslim men and suspected in the killings of two others will stay in jail without bond until his trial. Prosecutors called him a dangerous man, saying no conditions of release would ensure the community's safety. 51-year-old Mohammed Syed has denied any involvement in the killings that shook New Mexico's Muslim community. Police say they received more than 200 tips, and one from the Muslim community led to his arrest. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Kenyan President-elect William Ruto says his campaign will engage in any court challenge to the election results as the country awaits a likely petition from losing candidate Raila Odinga. Ruto, Kenya's deputy president, was declared the winner of last week's close election on Monday. Odinga, an opposition leader seeking the presidency in his fifth attempt, said his campaign will pursue all constitutional and legal options to challenge the election results. They have 7 days from Monday's declaration to file at the Supreme Court, which then has 14 days to rule on it. The election was roundly described by Kenyans and independent observers as more transparent and peaceful than ever. An article that discussed female obesity in the Middle East has been slammed by critics on social media as sexist and an attempt to fat-shame Arab women. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The article in London-based magazine The Economist was entitled Why Women Are Fatter Than Men in the Arab World. The article ran through possible explanations of the obesity gap of 10 percentage points between men and women in the Middle East. Fat, a word now considered taboo in much of Western media, was repeated six times. The author used the example of the curves of Iraqi actress Inaz Talib as the Middle Eastern ideal of beauty. Talib is now suing the magazine for defamation. Many critics on social media were appalled by what they described as demeaning stereotypes about Arab women. I'm Karen Chamas.
Recapping our top story, Russian state-run news agency said Wednesday the commander of its Crimea-based Black Sea Fleet has been replaced after a series of explosions rocked the peninsula. Moscow blamed saboteurs for blasts that engulfed an ammunition depot in northern Crimea on Tuesday. Ukraine has not officially taken responsibility for the attacks. Crimea, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, had previously been seen as a secure rear base for its war in Ukraine. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.